Please welcome Pastor Brian Sanders.
You know, what I realized that the good thing about going first is your speech is already over. The good thing about being last is you still get to give it. Anyways, let me tell you what this picture is up here on the screen is about. You're standing at the helm of a ship. You're in complete darkness. Your location is undetermined because you're in uncharted waters. The storm is raging all around you. All of a sudden, you start to feel your heartbeat beating faster and faster. Sweat is dropping from your brow as you feel the ship dragging on the coral reef below you. Your mind is wondering of all the possibilities of what might be happening to you. Fear is so strong, it's so present that you actually can taste it and feel it. Your eyes are trying to focus just for a moment where you can see, and then all of a sudden lightning hits, and in a twinkle of a second, you try to look around to see where you're at, only to see darkness again. Then all of a sudden, out of that darkness, you hear someone hollering, "Turn, starboard turn, turn now." And out of panic, you take the helm and you throw it to the right. And all of a sudden you hear the captain say, "Be steady." Once again, he lays his hand on your shoulder and you hear the words again, "Be steady in the storm." You know, we all face storms in our lives. You know, there's many different types of storms. There's storms, natural storms, which could include floods and tornadoes, hurricanes. You know, some of these storms are very devastating. Sometimes you wonder the force that's behind that storm. When you see a telephone pole and a 2x4 sticking through it, and you say, how could that even be possible? Sometimes we're going through storms in our life that are personal. We're dealing with family issues. We're dealing with finances. We're dealing with kids, all these personal storms that we face all the time. Sometimes they're physical or mental, where we're dealing with anxiety and pressure and stress or illness. All these are different types of storms that we all face in life. But just because there's a storm doesn't mean that we have to go through it. And what I mean by that, there could be a storm happening all around you, but it doesn't mean that it has to affect your life. You know, lots of times, you know, I get the privilege as being an outreach pastor to deal with a lot of storms in people's lives, from prisons to homeless to disaster release to just common things happening all the time. And what I've found that in this time is if you focus on the problem, and when we're talking about being steady in the storm, how do you remain steady in the storm? When you focus on the problem, what happens is then you lose what this next statement is that you lose focus of the promise. And as long as you stay focused on the storm, you will not be focused on the promise. It's just not possible. You can only focus on one or the other. Now, in every storm, there are voices, the voice of a storm. And that voice sometimes remains, and I'll just say it this way, storms remain in our life because we keep amplifying them. We keep rehearsing them in our minds and our thoughts. In that storm of that picture just a moment ago, a person can wonder of all the things that possibly could happen in that ship. And when we do that in our own lives, when a situation is presented to us and we start thinking about what are all the possibilities, what is going to happen, our mind starts to race and we lose focus of the promises. You know, at the end of every storm, there's a rainbow. At the end of every storm, there's a promise. That's one thing sure about God, is that he always gives us a way to escape every time. He'll never put us in a situation that there is not a way to an escape. In a storm, sometimes the voice of fear can start to be more dominant than the voice of faith. And when we allow fear to take control of our lives, sometimes it will just cause us to seize and we can't respond correctly. You know, the word says that God has not given us what? A spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. In order to stay steady in the storm, we have to deal with fear. Literally, we have to eradicate it and get it completely out of our lives, because if it's still in our lives, we have a tendency to go back to it. We need to get it out of our lives and say, you don't have any control of my life. You cannot be a part of my life. We need to get fear out of our life. In fact, in 1 John 4:18, it says this, that perfective love cast out all fear. When we know and have the confidence of the promises of God, when fear comes, we can say, no, I'm not going to listen to that voice. I'm not going to allow that voice to be amplified in my life, and therefore it cannot and will not have authority or control over me. You know, sometimes I look at the situation or the circumstance in front of me, and in my own ability, in my own strength, I say, what can I do? But what we have to realize, that if we try to be steady in the storm in our own abilities and our own strength, it is impossible. In fact, the word says that with man, we can't do it. But with God, all things are possible. When you get in a situation, you walk into a city and you see the city completely destroyed because of a hurricane, and you wonder to yourself, what kind of hope can you give to that person? But the moment that you knock on their door and you say you're from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Eagle Mountain International Church, and we're here to pray for you, all of a sudden, everything changes. In fact, we've heard this before. One word from God, what? Changes everything. You know, sometimes there's an appearance of a storm. And when we look at that appearance, you know, I like to study clouds. In fact, I remember the teacher telling me about all the different clouds. One of those happens to be a cumulus cloud. That's a huge, white, fluffy cloud that sometimes goes up to 40,000 feet. And you look at that cloud and you say, it looks like we're going to get some rain. But yet, typically, this type of cloud in that state doesn't produce any rain. So sometimes, even though there is an appearance of a storm, it doesn't mean that there is going to be a storm.
That's right.
You know, Brother Jerry Savelle said something once, and I'm just going to rephrase this. Just because there's a shadow of a cloud does not mean you're going to get wet. Now, let's look at a different storm. When we look at a thunderstorm, and we see that type of storm, maybe you've heard this phrase before. You better button down the hatches because it's fixing to turn loose. And when we see that type of storm and we give voice to it, then something happens. Now, I want to talk about a storm that the disciples went through. One day, Jesus said to go to the other side. So they got in their boat. They were very experienced at this. And they started to go to the other side. They were doing what Jesus said. They were obedient to his word. But then they found themselves in a very severe storm. But yet they were still in the presence or in the will of God, but yet in the presence of a very strong storm. Sometimes in life, we can be doing what God tells us to do, but yet we find ourselves in a storm. And it's at that moment, it'll determine the outcome of that storm. Now, we know that Jesus was walking on the water and was fixing to go by them. Unless they called out to him, he would have passed by. And it's because of them calling out to him, it stopped Jesus in that situation. We've got to speak to the storm. What we can realize from this situation is we've got to do what Jesus did. He spoke to the storm. He told the storm to be quiet. Sometimes also, we've got to speak to the ones that are in the boat with us. Hello. Yeah. And we've also got to tell them to be quiet. Why? Because they're speaking just as loud as the storm is. I want to talk about one other area and give you a couple of stories. The storms of life can somewhat be challenging. You know, I was talking to one of our teenagers here during the Victory-thon, and I just asked him a general question. I said, tell me what is one of the greatest storms that you've ever gone through. And here's what his story was. He said, I've gone through 13 foster homes. I was abused as a child. I had no self-esteem. I wanted to kill myself. But yet, because he was in this house and being taught of the word, you can see a complete reformation in his life. I asked him the one thing, what was it that got you through the storm? And he said it was praise and worshiping God. Until I got to the point where I spoke the word of God in my life and it carried me through that situation. It touched me because recently I became grandfather 4 times in 1 week. Yes, we're in the year of abundant harvest. How can that be? Well, my oldest son had his daughter. 2 days later, we were at the hospital. My younger daughter said, Dad, how would you like to be grandpa again? And she said, well, I told her, well, that'd be great. What's going on? And I was thinking, you know, she was pregnant, but she said, no, the kids that we have been fostering, they just told us, and there are 3 siblings, Shaylin, Thomas, and David. She said, the state said, if we want to adopt these children, they're ours. And I'm just thinking, what storm had been prevented because we were there for them. You know, in every storm, we need a lifeguard. Sometimes maybe you've seen this sign. It says, no lifeguard on duty. Swim at your own risk. We need a safe haven. That place for us or an anchor is the word of God. And when we speak the word of God, we change that situation. You know, one day, and I'll quit with this, Shelby was rocking Thomas. That's number 3 on the grandbaby list, all right? And it was nighttime, and she was rocking him. And all of a sudden, she saw these tears coming down his eyes. And he said this. He said, Mommy, I can feel your love. Every one of us needs a lifeguard. In fact, we've got a great lifeguard. He can walk on water. And that night, Shelby realized that Thomas, for the first time in his life, is what she believed, had experienced the love of God. Amen. And when that love is perfected in you, it will cast out all fear. And when that happens in your life, you can stay steady in the storm.